Cochrane. Cochrane council members made the decision earlier this week to suspend Mayor Peter Politis's pay for 90 days, and they all had a lot to say about it. At Tuesday's, January 30th, nearly five-hour meeting, the suggestion to suspend Politis's pay was brought forward in a report by the town's integrity commissioner, Harold G. Elston. The recommendation came to fruition following Elston's investigation that found Politis had bullied, harassed and intimidated two senior managers, Sal Monica Malherbe and then Director of Community Services Jason Boyer. Politis denies all of the allegations. Councillors Rodney Hugenhout and Mark Rykoski voted against the suspension, while Councillors Sylvie Charon Lemieux, Susan Nelson, France Bouvier and Daniel Brunette voted in favor. C. Debate to suspend Cochrane mayor's pay shows best, worst of municipal politics, he says. Here are the highlights of what council members said during the discussion. Count. France Bouvier. I hear a lot of, it wasn't my intention. We've all insulted maybe somebody without the intent. But the thing is, it's the impact that it has. It's always impact over intent. If a person tells you you hurt them, you believe that and you make up for it and you apologize and you own it, she said. I'm calling for the mayor to maybe grow from this and learn as he claims he has. During the voting portion of the meeting, Bouvier brought to light the clear gender divide at the table. We all walk different lives and we also walk life through different lenses. Whether it's the lens of your age or your gender or your cultural background, we all experience life differently. And seeing the voting pattern here tonight, I can speak for myself and maybe broader women at large. This is exactly what women fight for constantly. We are hardly believed. We fight and we fight and we fight because our lives and lived experiences aren't the same as yours, she said. Count. Daniel Brunette. In response to Bouvier's comment, Brunette said, based on a sexist remark like that, it's fully in my reign. I was born and raised with three sisters and mother and I'll always respect women. So, for me, my decisions here this evening and my goal is based on my feelings towards this and what I think is best for the community and this is why I've been supporting a lot of this evening. Count. Sylvie Charon Lemieux. I feel like you're either with him or you're against him and if he sees you as against him, he will set about the next 20 minutes to educate you. Because clearly if you're not voting on the same side as him, it's because you don't understand and then we get an education and then that is intimidation. I'm a strong, confident woman and there's very few people who could intimidate me or could make me feel harassed, but this man does, she said. He has a right to his own defense and I don't take that away from him. But I respect and accept the Integrity Commissioner's reports and findings, and I believe them to be true based on my own experience, she said. Count. Susan Nelson. I have to take it all in and look at both sides. At the end of the day we have to behave a certain way and appreciate everyone's feelings, said Nelson. Count. Mark Rykoski. I understand what you're saying, Count. Bouvier. I've been married for 40 years. There is nobody. I'm getting emotional. There's nobody I respect more than my wife. And to say that at the table tonight we're doing that is wrong, he said. I understand that the sensitivity of a woman is different than a man, but through this process that we've done tonight, I think we're all equal in saying that the men at this table will protect the women at this table. Rykoski said he hopes through this experience, staff and council can lean on their strengths and work together on their weaknesses for the betterment of the residents of Cochrane and all of its employees. We don't have to beat anybody to death over this. Everybody knows now that he's going to be watched, he said. Mayor Peter Politis. Politis said Elston's report impacts his integrity, character and career opportunities. He also noted that Elston didn't interview enough of his witnesses who could have provided valuable insight to support his side. While in some ways I feel Mr. Elston was fair, in many others I feel that I was not treated fairly, he said. I would have expected more from our integrity commissioner. Politis said he wakes up each day trying to be a better version of himself. And these are the learning moments that allow me to do that. You learn, you get beat up, and you learn some more, he said. I apologize to anyone who took offense to my engagement with them, as this was not the intention. At the same time, I absolutely don't apologize for being an engaged municipal leader advocating for a modern, simplified, and fresh public service. Paulaitis said it's time to roll up his sleeves and get back to work with council and the municipality, on reforming policy, modernizing the operation to be even more public service orientated, and continuing to drive our progressive, public first, build and create agenda.